everyone, I'm Nigel. Today we're going to learn our first song, We Are Anglo-Saxons. It's about the Anglo-Saxon people who settled in England about 1500 years ago. And it describes what life was like back then in Anglo-Saxon times. Listen as I sing the first part of the song.
We work the fields and sow the crops, we've got great craft skills too. Wood, metal, glass, pottery and gold, we're proud of all we do. Anglo-Saxons, we're strong and brave and true. Anglo-Saxons, work hard in all we do.
The music's very lively with a marching beat. These Anglo-Saxons are strong and brave and true, and they're very hard-working. Clap along in time to the beat now. Ready and... That's it, keep clapping. Now, sit up straight and get ready to sing verse one. Ready, and...
We work the fields and sow the crops, we've got great craft skills too. Wood, metal, glass, pottery and gold, we're proud of all we do.
Well done. Perhaps you've noticed some of the different rhythms in this verse. Sometimes the words and notes have a steady rhythm. We work the fields and sow the crops. Sing and clap those words with me now. Ready? And we work the fields and sow the crops. And sometimes they have a different rhythm. See if you can tell whether the rhythm of these next words is faster or slower. Wood, metal, glass, pottery and gold. That's right. The rhythm here is faster. Sing and clap those words with me as well. Ready? And... Wood, metal, glass, pottery and gold. Well done! So let's sing the whole of verse one again now, then go on to sing the chorus. Ready? And...
We work the fields and sow the crops, we've got great craft skills too. Wood, metal, glass, pottery and gold, we're proud of all we do.
Well done! When we sang Anglo-Saxons, the notes jumped up from We're proud of all we do to Anglo-Saxons. To do this big musical jump from low to high, you really have to sit up and open your mouths wide. So, everyone ready? Let's practice this musical jump, going from the last line of verse one. Ready, and...
We're proud of all we do, Anglo-Saxons.
That's it. Once more, then we'll go on to sing the rest of the chorus. As you sing, listen for a second time when the notes go higher again. Ready, and...
We're proud of all we do, Anglo-Saxons. We're strong and brave and true.
Can you hear when the notes get higher again? It's right at the end of the chorus. Listen. Work hard in all we do. Sing this now with me. Remember to open your mouths wide. Ready? Work hard in all we do. Once more. Work hard in all we do. Well done. Now we'll sing the chorus again. Ready? And...
Anglo-Saxons, we're strong and brave and true. Anglo-Saxons, work hard in all we do.
Let's move on to the second verse now. And it's about the places where the Anglo-Saxons first lived before they sailed to a new home.
Germany, Denmark and the Netherlands. These were once our homes, until we sailed across the sea and through Angleland did roam.
Did you hear the places where the Anglo-Saxons once lived? Places that today we know as Germany, Denmark and the Netherlands. And the place they sailed to and settled was Angleland, or, as we know it now, England. And that's when the people became known as Anglo-Saxons. We'll sing the whole of verse 2 now, then go on to sing the chorus. Ready? And!
Germany, Denmark and the Netherlands, these are once our homes, until we sailed across the sea and to Angleland did roam. Anglo-Saxons were strong and brave and true. Anglo-Saxons work hard in all we do.
In the next verse, verse 3, we do something different. Can you hear who might be singing these lines?
We weave the cloth, prepare the meals, make cheese and brew the ale.
We learn to hunt and use the spear and how to fish and sail.
Some of the lines in this verse are sung by the girls, and some of the lines are sung by the boys. Roles were very traditional in the time of the Anglo-Saxons, so the girls would do jobs like weaving and making food. And the boys would do jobs like hunting and fishing. So let's sing verse 3 together now. Girls, you're going to sing on your own first, and then boys, it's your turn. Ready to sing, girls? Off you go!
We weave the cloth, prepare the meals, make cheese and brew the ale.
We learn to hunt and use the spear and how to fish and sail.
And then it's the chorus again, but we won't sing that now. Instead, let's go on to learn the last verse, that's verse 4. And now that you've got to know the tune, I wonder if you can hear which lines of the song have the same notes as each other.
We love to gather round the fire on dark and stormy nights and sing and hear exciting tales of great heroic fights.
Did you hear the lines that have the same notes as each other? They are line 1, we love to gather round the fire, la 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 la, which uses the same notes as line 3, and sing and hear exciting tales, la 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 la. And there's also line 2, on dark and stormy nights, la 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 la, which has the same notes as line 4 of great heroic fights, la 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 la. That often happens in songs. Melody lines are repeated and that helps you to remember them. We'll sing the last verse together now, then we'll go on to sing the chorus twice. That's the end of the song, and you're ready to sing it all the way through now with the choir. Or, if you're feeling ready, just the backing track. Bye!